It's been almost a week since Valentine's Day, a perfect time to discuss the flip side of love and romance. Essayist Mary Nanama Dankwa asked the age-old question, what should a woman do with her wedding ring after the divorce?
On the eve of Valentine's Day, my divorce became official. It was so poetically ironic. Everywhere I turned, there were hearts and flowers and boxes of chocolates gracing store windows. Everybody seemed to be gearing up to make some grand display of their love. And there I was, quietly celebrating the end of a marriage that had failed to live up to the promise of its love. Actually, my thoughts were focused on something a bit more concrete than emotions. I was thinking about jewelry, my wedding ring, to be specific, wondering what the heck to do with it. Now, when you decide to show a man the door, a man you've been married to for all of 39 minutes, are you supposed to give him back the ring? I wasn't really sure, so I decided to find out. I asked some friends for their opinion.
I think you keep the ring. Always keep the ring. It belongs to you. Now, if you want to redesign the ring or wear it on another finger, girl, you could do that, but always keep the ring.
I feel really strongly about that. I feel like you went through the marriage, you went through the ceremony. You know, the ring is a gift of marriage. And even if the marriage doesn't last, it's still a gift.
Yeah. And what a beautiful gift that diamond-studded gold wedding band was.
Square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Tiffany's.
But on the other hand, if I kept it, wouldn't it always remind me of my ex-husband?
The ring is a chunk of gold. The marriage is in the vow. It's what it symbolizes. The ring is the metaphor for the union. That's why it's a band of gold that goes around. It's signifying the infinitude of the vow. If the vow is broken, essentially the ring is broken.
The most practical piece of advice I got came from my accountant.
Well, you know, I think you probably should put it on eBay.
I guess when you're knee-deep in receipts and tax documents, it's easier to bypass all the sentimental stuff and just keep it real.
Put it on eBay, you know, get the payment, and then use the money to, let's say, set up a 529 plan for your daughter, go to college.
Sounded like a good idea. I was driving home after my meeting with the accountant, and I noticed a pawn shop.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you help me?
Yes, I sure can.
I want to pawn this ring.
Okay. Could you take it off? Let me take a look at it. And do you want to pawn it or sell it?
I definitely wanted to sell it. He went over to weigh it. He came back, looked me dead in the eyes, and said,
this ring would be worth $40 to us.
Did he say 40 bucks?
We're buying for the gold content.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
That wouldn't be enough to buy my daughter lunch during her first week at college, let alone help pay for tuition. Where did my ex-husband get this ring? A Cracker Jack box? The meal on our first date cost more. So, now what to do? I thought of what my hiking partner said to me earlier in the day when I'd asked for his 2 cents.
Lose it like you lost him.
It had sounded a little harsh and cold-blooded to me. But now, I wasn't so sure.
Lose it like you lost him.
Always keep the ring.
The ring is a gift of marriage.
Melt it down and turn it into a pendant.
Put it on eBay.
You've been transformed through the process of the marriage. Nobody is the same anymore, right?
Later that night, while men were getting down on one knee to propose, and other women were opening boxes containing necklaces and negligees, I opened my storage closet and dropped my wedding ring into the box with all the clothing, electronics, and books that I intend to donate to charity. All the things that no longer have a place in my life.
Mary Nanama Dankwa is a writer flying solo in Los Angeles.